one of the areas of focus was the community involvement. To us, we believe community involvement in prevention and control of the spread of Ebola is very important, because the Ebola as a disease spreads through practices, through our ways of living day to day. And so educating the communities on the how they handle rumors or words going around about Ebola, how they have to change and try to adapt their lives to suit the measures that are required for prevention of Ebola are very important. In South Sudan, particularly, it's very important in the sense that we have a communal way of living that encourages the spread of disease through interaction between members of the family. For example, during the burials, in some communities, the disease may be kept for days, and people dancing around the body and touching and kissing that the corpse. And I think in the case of Ebola, that will be a dangerous thing to do. So the involvement of the community, educating them, and take the ownership of the measures that are required to prevent the spread of the disease is quite important. So that's why we encourage the communities to take the ownership. And what we have just seen in one of the centers, interacting with the community was along that side. We have understood from them how much they can know, they can respond, they know and they can respond to the Ebola. And we have also stressed to them they need to go even beyond just talking in those groups, but each individual can talk to people they know, propagate. Practices like hunting, of course, are not encouraged at this particular time, because it is known also that the Ebola can be transmitted through eating monkey meats, which is a very common practice here. So that's why it's important the communities get involved, get educated to know how they can protect themselves. Is the country ready? Yes, we are ready, of course, but there's a lot that still needs to be done. In that area, we have particularly deployed teams across the border in this state and many other states. In this state alone, we have about 15 screening border points, including at the airstrip. There's a screening center, the isolation and treatment center we have just seen. We have similar structures in Juba and in Nomeli, and all other important entry points. We have vaccinated the frontline health workers, who are about 2,700. And we also stand ready for any eventualities to vaccinate more people, especially if there are outbreak of cases, then the contacts and more health workers can be vaccinated. Our teams are always doing drills, fire drills, to ensure that they are up to date with all the procedures that are necessary to respond to a case of Ebola. Of course, there are areas of deficiencies that we have identified, including funding, and that's what we are working around now with our donors to ensure that all those gaps are addressed and that the country can respond very well to the spread of the Ebola.